Good evening, everybody. Okay, so tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish up Simin Shin Mem Vav and begin Simin Shin Mem Zayin. So we are up to the end of the Ramah, at the end of Simin Shin Mem Vav. Says the Ramah, and this page, Reish Aleph Amin Aleph, V'chein Ma'atikra Rechava Harbe, V'ein Lo Mechitzos Menat Stadim. If you have a wide roof, and it doesn't have walls on the side, Dina K'Rishus Shalafaneha, so it's like, it has the same status as the Rishus that's right in front of it. And our awnings our roofs that protrude in front of the houses, dinam kirishus shalofneim, under that roof has the same status as whatever rishus is in front of the house. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavtas v'chein matikra ken shomatzu begagin shalofnei chanuyos shomatzin akoros lachutz u'mechapen aleim b'nesarim. That a lot of times you have these kinds of roofs that are in front of stores where they have beams that stick out and they put boards over those beams. So it's an awning. It's essentially describing an awning that's in front of a storefront. So what under that awning has the status. It's not of inside the store, it has the status of the rishus outside of the store. Dino k'rishus shalofanei v'alkein asu l'achus men l'ufnim kivin shein l'mechitzos. So you're not allowed to bring something from under the awning to inside the house, because under the awning is whatever the status of the street is, a karmelis or rishus rabim. Bring it inside the house is rishus yachid. Ulinu l'hotzi l'chutz, what about bringing from under the awning to the street? Im hayu b'tzida karmelis mutter. So if there's a karmelis, the street is a karmelis, then it's mutter. However, if it borders on a Rishus HaRabim, you're not allowed to take from under the awning to the Rishus HaRabim, to a street that's a Rishus HaRabim, to kivan shemakora yeshala din karmelis. Because since there's an awning over it, so it's roofed, so that has the din of a karmelis, and you're not allowed to take from a karmelis to a Rishus HaRabim. Like we said in Simen Shin Mem Hesef Yudalit. So if your house is the street in front of your house is a karmelis, and under the awning is a karmelis, so you're allowed to take from under your awning to the street. But if the street in front of your house is a rishus harabim, and under the awning is a karmelis, you're not allowed to take from under the awning to the street. And you're certainly not allowed to take from under the awning to inside your house, because inside your house is a rishus yachid, and under the awning is a karmelis. V'chein begagin, kosav ataz, bekan mavor, asafik shemestapkin bo harbe anashim binin abayi sheish lefan avtzal rechov, gav bolit lerechov. He's a taz writes that over here we see a resolution to what a lot of people are uncertain about when it comes to an awning in front of their house that goes out toward the street. Shakarim b'loshon Ashkenaz pir libin. I guess that means awning. So madinam, what is the status of the area under the awning? Im yuchal letalta l'sham min habayis. Are you allowed to carry from there to the house? V'har beitoim lomar. Many people make the mistake of saying, tikra abolit l'rechov yorid v'sosim avikilu bonei al matamars. We're not talking about like an awning made out of cloth that's on an angle. We're talking about like a straight flat roof that protrudes out in front of the house, the way an awning would protrude out, except it's a straight flat roof. So there are a lot of people that think that under there is a rishus yachid, because they think you could apply the principle pi tikra yorid v'sosim, which means that the edge of the outer edge of that awning produces an imaginary wall that encloses that area. Umikan mashma lehedya de derech shetach sagag rishus yachid. However, over here it seems from the Ramah that whatever is underneath that awning has the same status as the Rishus on the other side of it, that it is not a Rishus Ayachid. So Matikunam, so what can you do to take the area under your awning and make it into a Rishus Ayachid? Shim Yesh Lubita Sagaga Mudim Litzar Archov. If there are posts that support the ends of the two corners of that awning that are closer to the street, so yamin mechuvin connectum gam kanim letzad abatim. You should put up posts against the house, against the wall of the house on the other side of the awning, meaning. If you already have posts that are supporting the edge of the awning further away from the house, put up posts under the awning right up against the house. V'yela gag shalem din tzuras ha-pesach. So now essentially what you have is a roof with four posts at its four corners, and that's perfect because now you have tzuras ha-pesachs all around, and the tzuras ha-pesach will be able to enclose the area. So you'll have tzuras ha-pesachs on all three sides and the wall of the house on the fourth side, and that really makes a rishus yachid. And if it's like a strip mall of apartments, like a series of garden apartments that are attached homes to one another, you don't need to make a separate tzuras ha-pesach for each of the homes that that go out into this area. You just need two posts at each extreme end. So if there are five houses that are all attached houses lined up with each other, and it's one big awning in front of all five houses, house number one all the way at one end should have a post, house number five at the other end should have a post, and there should be posts at the on the side, on all four corners of that awning, and that will make it into a Rishus HaYachid. But you have to realize, since there are multiple homes that open up into it, you do need to make an Erev Chatzeros. And once you make an Erev Chatzeros, then you could carry from any of the houses to the area under the awning. And no matter what, you're not allowed to carry from the Rosh Hashanah to the area under the awning. V'hainu k'shayu rachav ableita arba'a tfachim, if the width of the protrusion is four tfachim, that's what we're talking about over here. The width of the awning is four tfachim. Da'az yesh al shetach shetachteh shem karmelis. Only then is the area underneath it called the karmelis. V'hainu l'chayodim kalnuvim gimel sif yodal mashkozav old inyan hagankas. Merpasot, it says on the bottom, the porches, Shesmuchim Lubatei Ashbiza, Vagag Nishan Alamudim, that are near the hotels where the roof rests on posts, rests on pillars, which is essentially what we're talking about. It's an extended roof that protrudes out beyond the house, and there are posts that support that roof. Okay, now we move on to Simon Shin Mem Zayin. Mina Torah, Einu Chayev El Kshoker Chefetz Mershus Yachid V'Yinicho Mershus Rab Mo Ipcha. That's as far as we're going to go in the Shulchan Aruch today. That Mina Torah, one is only Chayev if you do an Akir in one rishus and a hanacha in the other rishus. To be machnis or motzi, you're only chayiv you do an akira and an hanacha. You have to lift up the item from one rishus, place the item down in another rishus in order to be chayiv. Siv katan aleph ella shezenuk malacha shlema. That is a complete malacha. Shakar achefetz mirishus zevi niach mirishus acher. That you picked up the object in one rishus and you put it down in a different rishus. Avolamenos ella chatzi malacha. But if one only did a half a malacha, oshenasa malach shleimal yidei shnayim, or a complete malacha was done, but it was done with the partnership of two people, sheze oker veze maniach, one person lifted the item up, and the other one is the one that put it down, peturim, then your potter, shekein dosh rabbeinu zal mikrayim perakam the Shabbos, mizlchsiv gabi chiv chatos, me'am ha'aretz ba'asosa. So we darshan ha'oses, kula chayiv chatos, lo'oses m'ksasa. You're only going to be chayiv korban chatos if you do an entire malacha, b'shogeg on Shabbos. But not if you do a partial malacha. Yachid vasosa chayiv shnayim vasosa p'turim. Only when one person does the malacha by himself is he chayiv, but if two people do it together, they are patur. But it's still going to be asa midrabanan. It's just that you're not going to be chayiv achatas. It's still going to be asa midrabanan to even do a half a malacha or to do a malacha in partnership with someone else, lest you come to do a whole malacha. Sivkat and beis kishoker achefetz mirushus yachid da. You should know, d'shem akira, when we talk about lifting something up, removing something, lav dafka k'shokar achefetz malgebe karka mamish, doesn't mean that you have to have lifted it up from the ground in order to be chayev. El afilu maya chefetz munach bebegadav shalavish ben meir v'shabes unntalim yisham pashad yodol chutz ve'inicho b'rishus ram gamkin chayev. If I find something in my pocket on Shabbos and I'm standing inside my house and I pull the item out of my pocket and then I reach over into the rishus ram and I place it down into the rishus ram, I did the entire malach. You might say, but wait a second, I didn't pick it up off the ground. Where's the Akira? Where, if I picked it up, it was already in my pocket. So, whatever was in my pocket originally, that's the same as it being on the ground. B'teilin l'gabi gufo. The clothing that you're wearing is batel to your body. V'anachsa gufka nachas chevetz damya. And anything resting on your body is as if it's resting on the ground. U'melek sh'natal l'misham chashav akira. So when you take it out of your pocket, you're going to be, that's considered an akira. V'chem k'shaya chevetz munach b'yadu b'rshus yachad me'erav Shabbos. U'pash yadu l'chutz v'nichu sham gam gen chayim. Not only if it's in my pocket on Erev Shabbos, if I was just carrying the item already on Erev Shabbos, it was already in my hand on Erev Shabbos. And on Shabbos, I'm walking around my house carrying this item, and then I reach outside to the Rosh Hashanah and place it down. That's also a full malacha. The fact that it was in my hand originally is as if it was on the ground. Because my hand and my body are the same thing. And we're soon going to see that the same is true when it comes to being magdir, when it comes to defining what is considered anacha. So what we learned today is at the end of Siman Shin Mem Vav, we learned that if you have an awning in front of your house, that awning typically has the status of the Roshos that's in front of it. So if it borders on a Carmelis, you're allowed to carry from the awning to the street, which is a Carmelis. And if it borders on a Roshos Harabim, you're not allowed to carry, because under the, since the area under the awning is roofed, it has the status of a Carmelis, and you can't carry from a Carmelis to a Roshos Harabim. You're certainly not allowed to carry from the area under the awning to inside your house. The only way to fix that is by making the area under the awning into a Roshos Yachid. How does one do that? You make sure that there are four poles that support all the four corners of the awning, because that creates a Tzuras HaPesach on all sides. And when you have a Tzuras HaPesach, that encloses the entire area, makes it a Roshos Yachid. And then in Shin Mem Zayin Sif Aleph, or the beginning of Sif Aleph, we learned that in order to be Chayiv on Shabbos from carrying from one Roshos to another, you need to do both an Akira and a Hanacha. And we just defined that if you did one or the other, or you did a Malacha together with someone else, in tandem with somebody else, you're going to be Pater. It's only Aser Midrabanan. We pointed out that Akira doesn't mean necessarily that you pick something up off the ground. Even if you just take something out of your pocket, or even if you were already holding it on Erev Shabbos, and then you transfer it to a different Roshos, that too is called an Akira. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday, we will continue in Sif Aleph. There is only one Si'if in this Siman, but Be'ez Hashem will continue in Sif Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining.